All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much. I will not call the mermaid off her rock because she's already here. Thank you for joining us on PRQ. Let's get some work done today. I'll get some updates real quick here, and then we'll take callers the entire hour. Thank you so much for allowing the privilege and honor to feel and hear you as we have so much to do. So excited. The first one, getting through, I wanted to get all the Australian people done this month, and I've fallen behind a little bit. Probably need about 3 or 4 more days, and then we'll move on to. We're not necessarily going to do it this way geographically, so don't get discouraged. We're doing it in topic segments of how we reach out to you, but how I reach out to you at least. And but we had such a unique pocket of people in Australia. I wanted to work on that one first. And as you're aware, I consider that country needing a lot of help. QI and Paul projects. Phone number is not going through. Please submit your phone number again. Again, QI and Paul projects, as I've called you. Whatever reason that phone call is not going through. I'll have a 1-800 number here in the future. I'm not going to release it yet because I haven't found the admin group I want to work with yet. I'm just a little, just dragging a little, watching it mature. But there will be a call-in number for you. Hoorah, hoo-ah, Alien Jesus, Ron A. I'll get calls off to you tomorrow. So all the Brisbane, Perth people, and Melbourne people, if you could just send in your phone numbers again. Little bit of misdirection there. Forgive me, and I want you to stay safe, and I love you very much. We do have some resources for you, and so the people I have called, I've given you instructions, and use it very wisely. Please keep it to yourself. It's very important that you stay true to your purpose and your process for motivating this exciting time. And so just work with yourself the way it feels naturally, and it'll all come together. Anything else you'd like to say, Mermaid?
No, that's good.
All right. Well, if you're ready, BBS, I'm ready. We'll start with Chris from California on line one.
Hi there. Can you
Chris,
hear me
how are we
okay?
doing today? This is you. Can hear you loud and clear, please.
Excellent.
What's your question?
I'm doing excellent and I'm getting better.
Define better.
You know, I thought I had a question, and then as I was talking to my wife about it, I realized I already have the answer. So I just want to let you know that the neighbor across the street, been helping him build his deck, and the guy, the other neighbor, built a shed for him. He's got a bad back. And so I've been having fun just kind of doing work with the neighbors, and I discovered that it's actually more fun when you don't make any money doing it. So anyway, have been having fun doing that. Our phone's been shut off often, so we're practicing just because we didn't pay our bill a few times. So that's been good, and I'm really liking not having a phone. This is my sister-in-law's phone I'm using right now. And just learning how to do the commands, trying to make that more of a habit, and then also being thankful and writing what I'm thankful for every day, and just moving onward and upward. And thanks to you, I really appreciate all the information and knowledge that I'm getting from you.
Thank you so much. That is so exciting. All right, we'll take the next call. I'll be in touch with you. I thank you so much. I am
That's
aware of
beautiful.
just
Thanks,
I
Chris.
am aware of your submissions. So if we could hold the line there just for a second there, Don. One update I forgot to, we have we're going to make everyone experts at land patents immediately. And so I'm going to get a couple more people savvy on the PRQ team. I have the material all published so we can spread it far and wide. What's important about land patents and homesteading is they're in all of our legacy laws. So if we are going to work with some of these systems, and we're not going to condemn all of them, and for me, we have simple solutions here, and that is if we would quit selling our homes, our kids would have homes. And by the way, why don't we teach them what we really are when they're born? So for me, the land patent is extremely valuable. We have shelter, we have water, we have food, and we have a way to sustain life for ourselves without stress. It's extremely important to me. The reason the United States land patent is so important to me is as I've traveled the globe this past 3 years, I have to see how we can adapt and or adopt many of these systems. My goal is to make sure everyone has land forever as long as they want without being embarrassed. No more taxes, no more anyone bugging me when I want to go to bed. So land patents for me are important because they also can be duplicated. This is an especially important statement for my friends over in Ireland and Scotland who are looking for facilities. And I have not forgot about you, but I want to make sure we can do holistically and sustainable projects and we never have to worry about third parties screwing with us if we can sustain our land. It's our planet. We don't pay rent where we were born. End of story. So not only have I understand the United States land patent process, homesteading, I'm also understanding how we do it in Canada, how you do it in Mexico, how you do it in South America, how you do it in Ireland, Scotland, United Kingdom, et cetera, and especially Australia, where it's the scariest statement anyone will ever come across there. They're terrified of their government, but they have the easiest place to land patent. So if you wanted to homestead anywhere on the planet right now, aside from maybe Alaska, the easiest place to do it with the most opposition will probably always be Australia. So FYI, go ahead and flood the place, see if you can get in there. Thank you, Don, so much. Christine from Florida on line two, I believe. I sound like a disc jockey. This is so cool.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Q. Hi, everyone.
Oh, my God. Can you do me a Valley girl?
This is the South Florida girl. We do it a little bit different.
Yeah, you guys.
Okay. Wow. My question is, and it's twofold, will you be here through the entire ascension cycle process with us? And, of course, I hope to say yes. Will we be able to recognize that we have gone through it and we are on the other side? Will it be very recognizable for us?
Well, why don't you maybe, Mermaid, maybe you better take that. What happened yesterday? Would you say you recognize coming and going?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Hello. Hi, Christine. Yeah, so.
Hello, Mermaid.
Hello. Yes. Well, you will be here the whole process, firstly.
Yes. So what's normal for us to do, I can't tell you how many times we've done it. It's so many. But what's normal is we'll shoulder. 2,000 years ago, we did not do this because the Galactic Federation removed us. I'm sure you've heard me say that. And it's a very long story and it doesn't need to be repeated. But so this time, things have changed with that group of individuals. And certainly 2150 plus or minus is about where that shoulder is going to end for me because we're going to be so magnificent. It won't really matter. Now, the big changes are this right now. The big changes are right now. But because it's so comfortable up until observing some of the timelines was why I did it. First of all, the second reason is no more work is needed, but the real changes are the right now. You're right in the middle of it now, but now
and you'll stay for the whole ride.
Yeah. And so that's typical so that we don't inherit legacy belief systems that are not ours.
So it doesn't happen all over again.
Right. And that was one of the reasons for the Egyptian pyramids, was to give us a book, say, hey, if you keep going this way, this is what's going to happen. And the book got taken over, basically. And the magic was installed. But you can prove it with the mermaid if you like. She did it yesterday. We took her in and out of here.
We were just, yeah, you will definitely be able to recognize it when you, I just call it going through to the other side, but just as you ascend, you're going to recognize the whole path and all the changes. And when everybody is over the hump and we are living in a completely different way, we'll all still have the memory of how we were and just be like almost just laughing, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we lived like that and look at us now.
Yeah, thank you.
That's how I look at it anyway.
Thank you, Christine. It is so, so magnificently different. Yeah, you're going to know exactly what happened. Trust me, you're going to get all of it back and you're going to go, how did I live a life of lies for so long? It will be shocking. Thank you, Christine.
Okay. Thank you, Hugh. Thank you.
Keep your submittals coming, please. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you. Okay.
Our love to you. Thank you, Dawn. Can we move on to Kathy from Florida on line 3?
Hi, Q.
Is that a board game? Is that a board game?
Yeah, it does sound like it.
Do you see how I can capitalize?
I am so honored to speak to you and to the mermaid. And my question is, I've been with LWS for a while. That's how I found out about you. And I listen to the announcements. And a lot of times Holy Spirit is put in there, spoken by, the head of LWS. And I'm confused. What is Holy Spirit?
Huh. I think it's a breakfast.
Because I thought we're the spirits ourselves, and I didn't know that there's another spirit outside of us.
So as you pointed out, I'm in a tough position now, aren't I? Okay, so Holy Spirit is a breakfast cereal. It's the greatest, it's the greatest breakfast cereal ever. All right, so when you work from yourself outside of yourself is the flaw. I got to take great care working with so many different people. I love these people. Yet when you start looking at something higher than yourself, don't worry about the nomenclature, the titles, the identity. If there's something higher than you, I guarantee you it's wrong. There's nothing. Now, bringing in more of you, we could argue, is higher than you, but you're really, all of us are from one source, and now we're in independence. It's a brilliant design by us. To be an individual, don't you think it is incredible?
Yeah.
I get to be alone in one body to play in a universe. It's amazing. And it's so creative and it's just so independent to what you want to do. So don't put too much thought into someone who doesn't necessarily recognize that. Just love them anyway, and they'll figure it out.
The terms get confusing. Yeah. I think all the terminology, because I mean, some people may look at that as source energy, which is not higher than us either. We are source. So I don't know, it could just be different words for different things, but.
Yeah, it's just nomenclature. It's part of its trickery with the English language. In most cases, you know, I've even, you know, the most incredible speaker I've ever participated with in the English language is Lucy Nicole Evans. And even her words are misdirected, but her care and her love and her heart, you can always feel the truth through it. It doesn't really matter. So I hope that helps you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I know who this one is. Christina from Arizona on line 4. Welcome to the party.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are we going?
Oh, we are going awesome. And I don't have a question. I don't have a need. I'm just calling to say thank you. just interacting with you, the few times that I have, it's just elevated. And the people are coming together. We're finding our crew, and it's just amazing. I just feel like it's about to explode in the most amazing way, and I just wanted to say thank you. It's
Christina,
all about that freedom within. Yeah.
It's got a giver here. Right on. Yeah, stay tuned here. It pains me not to be able to hook up with everybody, but I saw a lot of attention on us. So thank you so much for your patience and faith in me and the mermaid and all the others on PRQ. I assure you we are working hard to figure and sort things out, and we have a lot of help now. Yeah, a tremendous amount of help, and
wow.
I want to take care
yeah.
how we implement you and others, and thank you so much.
Well, it'll happen when it's meant to happen. In the meantime, full speed ahead, and that's what I'm grateful for, because the launching pad of just exchanging words with you and energy and time and heart just emphasized everything. So there's no rush. I mean, just live it, play it, and help those along the way that come into the path. I mean, it's just amazing. So I just wanted to share that, say thank you. Things have been amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am so glad you recognize the help that is coming in now. It just works. I'm honored to be in the presence of you, Christina. Thank you. And Don, we'll go on to the next one in Michigan there. I'm going to bludgeon that name, though. Levine? Is that what
I'd say? Levine.
Levine from Michigan on line 5. Thank you. Thank you for calling us. Maybe it's Lasagna. No? Don't do that to someone.
Is this Robin? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
This is Robin. This is Robin, not Levine.
Hello?
I will say hi.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hi, Keith. This is Robin from Michigan.
Robin?
And I have a question.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's
been
Robin.
A long time since I've
spoken. Robin, give me some love. I know who you are.
I love you, too. You know I love you. Come on. You should feel that.
No.
Do you feel the love?
Avoid it. Getting a little personal now, but go ahead. What's going on?
I haven't spoken.
How far away are you from Swerdlo? How far away are you from Swerdlo? Let's go TP's house.
I don't. Oh, does
I know
he live
his
over
address.
Here?
Oh, yeah. I got his address.
Very
he's going to be so pissed I just said
all
that.
Right.
I know exactly.
You're going to have to give it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
How
my
can I
question
help you today?
Is in regard.
Thank you so much for calling. It's just an honor to get to do this, and I just love having fun and be playful. Forgive me. Please tell me, what is your question?
No, that's fine. I love it when you. My question is in regard to the futuristic fitness and health and wellness project, and I have sent two requests in, and I'm just wondering, are we going to be heading into that arena anytime soon, or what the time frame is? And I also want to real quickly say love all you guys, and thank you so much for the time that you take every weekend to join with us and share your heart and your information with all of us. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Robin. Yeah, and it's a contradiction. Do I love doing the radio shows every week? Yeah, I can't stop myself and never envisioned doing this until I was excited and inspired. So much help got me going. It helped to learn through Max Steele. And I understood now that if I'm going to participate at a dimensional reality, I could change my dimension. Wouldn't I want the layers here are so obvious to me that's why I do the call so consistently, excuse me, the radio shows. because we have to grab us all and or be together, and then we make a lot of solutions. The your project specifically has tremendous, massive politics with it. Not your project specifically, but the realm in which it is headed, is there's a massive amount of competition, and a lot of it is negative. In Australia right now, if you go to the mall, there's a place called Medical Pods. And most humans are not going to realize, because you're going to get some success from Medical Pods in this case, and that company will slowly implement negative, long-term at least, solutions for the human body. And I feel comfortable saying that. And so you have, that is one example of many. When we start doing the proper healing to the human body, there's a bunch of bad guys that are going to introduce negative healing long-term to the spirit's ability to anneal to a human body. It's very tricky to explain that you're anything healing you outside of you is always going to be in relationship to your physicality. So we all want to be young. We all want to be younger. We all want to live longer. We all want to be healthier. We want to be fit and so forth. But there are still a lot of competitions in your segmentation of your project. And I want to make sure many of the projects like yours are successful. We're basically waiting for these people to expose how bad their protocols are in a way that doesn't get people hurt. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And my gym is actually for exercise and, you know, doing the natural healing through physical fitness and nothing else, but you know what you how you think positively and the exercise and the breathing.
That's exactly correct, is what I'm trying to say to you. So true. Okay. So that's my whole point. You're the weapon against these guys, and the primary weapon, the primary weapon about sustaining a aquatic being, you're a water being. You're all water. So you're living, you see yourself on land breathing air. I see you breathing a very strong volume of water. You're breathing water right now. So the way, if you look at the legacy work of Tesla, it's exactly the work and the project you've put in. The more exchanges with oxygen and your environment is the healing, the primary healing modality we should be using. So the more times I breathe deeply, the more times I exchange, we would assume a very beautiful landscape of oxygen. So in nature, when you breathe oxygen, which is an incomplete periodic table element, it's not explained. Your elemental tables are incomplete. But for the short version and just the call, if you go into nature and you jog in a forest, the exchange of energy you have there versus in downtown wherever is completely different. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely.
That's why your project is as prominent to me, is it just needs the annealment of how spirit works. It gets excited when it's in the forest, running with the deer and the birds is completely different than running on a downtown city street, isn't it?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, there's a really big body of your guys' work, and I'm not the only one making some of these decisions, but I am in agreement when I do look at the data from many, many different disciplines. I'll be careful. Many individuals are looking at, there is a potential for us to get misled by healing modalities that may not work long term, but give you incredible success short term. It's called dentists.
Wonderful. All right.
Forgive me. Thank you so much for your call. Stay tuned, though. Stay with me. I need all the subscriptions.
Okay, thank you so much.
So I can get a hold of you. Thank you. Suzanne from New York on line 6. Come on down.
Can you hear me?
I think that one's been used.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Q?
Hello. What's going on, Suzanne? You can tell I'm black. You can tell I'm black.
I love that call when you did that to Mermaid. I love you and appreciate you and Mermaid and Asha, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Truly, thanks for coming back for us.
Thank you so much, Suzanne. I know Suzanne. She's cool. Mm-hmm. She's cool. I know. I mean, I didn't know Jesus was a black man. Didn't know that. It's not that funny anymore, is it? All right, Suzanne, what's your question?
The laughter you have. Last week, you were talking about dreaming and talking about bringing sort of what I understood, maybe that neutral state into life, into our present day life. My question is, can you demonstrate more, or could you explain a little bit more how to use that to create? Because I live in an area where there isn't land, and I'm connecting it to my project, which is a homestead. So I hope that makes sense, but could you explain a little bit more granular?
Stay on the line with me, please. Okay, so really important topic for me. Thank you. It is a privilege and an honor to get this call. Very important with our projects. It's the only thing that matters in our projects. My projects, your project, doesn't really matter. And, you know, the mermaid, she does a good job of calling me out that you are not doing a very good job explaining things, because it comes, as arrogant as that may sound, it comes so naturally for you because you don't have the hindrances of DNA. Is that a fair statement?
About you, yeah.
Okay, so I had tremendous implants in me, and I did have the DNA restrictions, and then grew out of it. I forget what it was like to be on that side of the fence, and now I'm doing my best to get that information to you as you requested. We all are requesting. Thank you very much, Suzanne. Forgive me. I'm going to talk fast to get some information out. When you dream from your heart is what I'm doing my best to explain, and then you see it in the mind's eye, it's different than when you create it from the mind's eye trying to find your heart. It's completely different. So when you dream, when you're sleeping, notice that you don't have any rules or boundaries, do you?
No.
There's no limitation.
Free.
And that's why there's so much trickery there when we get abducted and have nightmares, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so if you can remember, and everyone does it a little bit different, of your last incredible lucid dream, and then do it here, is what I'm doing my best to explain. Does that make sense, Mermaid? Mm-hmm. Is that about right? And so the more you practice with it, it's the best I can do. It's like a muscle. I feel is the dream. So I feel that I want to go run through a field of roses. I feel like I want to go find a dog to pet. And then you envision the dog showing up, it will actually happen. And so that's what I'm trying to make it really short and sweet so that you can put it into practice and then make them obviously more bodacious. So if you really can't wait to meet, what's your favorite dog now? The wiener dogs, Sasha dogs, the dachshunds. I can't wait to meet a dachshund. I've always wanted to meet a dachshund. Then you went out into your village. Try it. Make it really weird. So if you're on an island, like you said you were, or not around a lot of land, find something a little bit, you know, a little crazy that you really love, and see if you can pull it off. Is my suggestion. I have no doubt that's how it works. Did that help?
Oh, so help. Can I just clarify, is envisioning also imagining from the heart?
Right. So I'm saying
that, is that also the same?
So remember, your consciousness is first and recognizing your desire is second. That's what I'm doing my best to explain. I'm excited about, and then remember, the mind is controlled by source. Your body's controlled by source. Everything's controlled by source if you make it your primary decision-making process. Does that make sense?
So imagining is definitely from your heart. If it feels good and it's what you love imagining it and you love thinking about it, that is you projecting to that time and space. That's really perfect.
Right.
And then answering the original question, I don't know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Suzanne, did that help you? Talking to you. And then I got picked up. Yes, I imagined talking to you on the phone. And when I called the number, Don said, hold on. So it worked.
Love you, love you, love you.
Beautiful.
We have some writers that are going to help me with this. Stay tuned. Thank you, Suzanne, for your call. Beautifulness to you in New York.
Thank you. Love you both all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
And wait a minute. We only have 6 lines. That means Don's working his tail off because Annette, Tom, and Manfred from Florida are on line 1 with a question for Q.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
You sound weirder than me.
Oh, yeah. We are practicing.
We're practicing. Thank you so much. We've grown, all of us have grown so much more spiritually, and your slower is faster. We get that one now, and we appreciate the time you've taken for all of us. We're the group with the big aspirations, and we've learned that you told us to start dreaming from our heart and questioning our heart and figuring out what it is that we really, truly want to do. So we thank you for all that guidance. All of you. My question today is, we had a large portion of our project set up for the physical medical side of things, and so the question is our, you know, accidents, emergency surgeries, and in our birthing centers, are we negating or not including any kind of medical beds or any kind of medical stuff in that facility? And is there a better use for the building?
Yeah, it's really tricky. This is pretty fun to watch, you know, to have resources for everybody moving forward, and opposing monetary systems is pretty tricky. It is for me, at least, is... to have resources, being able to utilize them in the standards that we're used to. That's one topic I was aware of, that the abundance that you all bring into your life is amazing. And so I get to watch you guys too, and you guys don't need anybody's help in many cases doing it the traditional ways. You guys are powerhouses. You create resources for yourself. So that's the one item I wanted to make you aware of. And so when I look at the medical industry and the alternative health projects that have been put in, as we're calling them, it's a little tricky, because if you just throw money at it, it'll work. But how do you keep people inspired at the same time, while I personally oppose all money, but recognize everybody still use it? So it's a little tricky there in the medical and or the healthcare side. The birthing side is very exciting, and I can tell you, one of the most prominent individuals on your planet around birthing is sitting right next to me and is watching patiently how we want to do it in the future. To have us tell you is not our agenda. It's to learn what we would all prefer. Now, we do have our opinions, and we do have a modality through OSHTREK and other land bases that we would like to promote birthing processes and systems. But we would prefer, this is what these projects do for us, is it educates us what you want. And so I'd like to talk about this all day long. But the more stimulation I get through the publications. Remember, we haven't been doing this very long, and so I need to get a few more people on the roster here, and I would have a better answer for you. But I feel that what the technology you have and that you're educated around birthing right now is still very, very incomplete. Is that a fair statement, Mermaid?
Oh, yeah.
And you already know that I know I'm talking to the choir here, but I have to just say that your project is brilliant. All the interaction I had with you is brilliant. Yet when I align you with, you know, 30, 40, 50 other people, I feel I want to take great care and let it mature the way you do. So now I feel like I'm creating, I'm manufacturing processes that you might not have already had, yet I still realize that the networking is of tremendous value because we can learn from successes and lessons learned, can't we?
Absolutely. It is fundamental. It's absolutely important. Absolutely. Okay, so right, we have two other questions, if you have a second.
This is Manfred, and I really, really from my heart appreciate everything that I hear from you. My question is, do we have to worry about security?
Define security.
Well, with the events that are unfolding and that are prevalent at this present moment and probably in the near future, do we have to have concerns on our project and our community assistance center? Especially I'm talking about the one that we have called Heaven's Gates. You probably remember. Mm-hmm. We sent mm-hmm. it in several times, and I appreciate whenever you have a moment to reply that you actually received it, because we have not had a response that you received it. So
very good.
That's my question.
So all the projects are received by your group. Thank you very much. And the reason we do it this way is so that we don't misdirect you from your passion. So we consider the email system as sabotage to our true communication. And at the same time, it's a beautiful tool if it goes one way, is our opinion. So when I make more emails for you, you react to more emails, as an example. We get your project, and we observe it only from a point of view of what your passion is. How could you possibly have any worry in the world anymore unless you create worry, dear one?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Got it. One more question. Is there ever an opportunity that we could meet? I'm desperate to meet you guys. And I would be so happy. But just, you know, anyway, that's outrageous imagination.
That day will come. I have to exercise about two more weeks to get in shape. I just don't want to disappoint you.
All right.
Yeah. We're working on it. There is a couple current events that we're waiting for. There's a lot of us that are going to come out of the woodwork that you'll see. You're going to see people. You're going to recognize people very soon. I assure you. Thank you so much for your call, beautifulness. Please keep your subscription going.
Do you have 1 minute for Tom?
Thank you.
Tom wanted to ask one question. Is it possible?
Go for it. Let's do it.
Okay. This is Tom. I'm just noticing a lot, almost daily, a lot of chemtrails still happening, and they're really obvious, zigzagging. Is it to correct the damage that's done, or are they still poisoning us?
Okay, so that one is one of my, I am authorized to work on those items, so to speak. I asked permission if I could. Ron Amatron was not. I am, and I can do a lot about it. But I have to be educated. So to be here, you all have to help me become aware of the dimensional reality you observed, as an example, because I go back and forth so much here, let alone outside of here, I won't necessarily recognize a chemtrail in your reality unless you make me aware of it. Does that make sense?
Yes. So we say that we only desire that it be the benefit to the earth and all that is good and everything that is alive, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and so it is. Is that making any difference?
Okay, so I'll tell you all the projects I worked on in chemtrails. It's very, 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 very long time, decades of work.
And yes, it does make a difference.
It does. Forgive me. Sorry. Sorry about me. Okay, so basically you have several technologies with chemtrails. You have, for me, the primary reason for chemtrails is to scan the cloaked vehicles that are coming into your reality and get to observe them. So very difficult to catch a vessel that can move so fast unless you can put tracers in the air. So a lot of it, if you're in Florida, a lot of the vessels that are coming through there and the chemtrails that are there are really just to trace the invisible vessels that are trying to get up to our level. So we're basically at a higher level than the vessels that are coming in here. A higher dimensional reality might be one way to explain it. Does that make sense?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Now, not to negate that they are, the bad guys have bad chemical trails that are doing the same to the good guys. And the good guys, so I didn't say that it was good for us. I'm just saying it's one way. If there's a lot of alien activity, that's a type of, alien, not all of them. So don't all put them in the same bucket. They're all different, but those aliens use that vessel, not necessarily negative. We just want to see who's coming and going in many cases. So
okay. So
when they assign me to those jobs and or have, I take a spiral light, white light, and I spiral it down the chemtrail, and it will break, and you all have the same abilities I do. I spiral the white light through the chemtrail, and it'll start breaking apart. And nice. and so if you can use light, you can use it from the planet, or you can use it from source. Just envision a spiraling white light. You can do it vertically. You can do it horizontally. It doesn't really matter. But just when you use your command, the light will be directed by your command. I command my spirit. I command my spirit to destroy anything trying to harm us now. So us could be the planet. Doesn't really matter what words you use there. But now your envisionment and the way you'll implement it will be the white light. So your heart just said, I want this thing out of here. And the light is your eraser. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, absolutely. We are happy.
You'll have great success with it. At a minimum, you really just want to break them apart. They're not so bad once they're broken apart, because that's the energetics. I can tell you that I've had many aliens write me a hello message with chemtrails. That's how good they are with them. So I won't say that they're positive, and I won't say they're negative, because they're all over the place. And I'll let you do the investigation from there. Thank you for your question.
We love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love, 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 love to you.
Love, love, love.
Hey. No way. No way. It's Washington State on line 2. Don't tell me. Who is it?
Hello. This is Edie in Washington.
Woo-hoo!
Hello, hello. Hello, hello, Q. Mermaid, Asha, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know you don't want to direct, but I'm just a sponge. Oh, my dog's right here, too. She wants to say hi. She walked up to say hi. So regarding healing groups of animals, I'm thinking of dogs, cats, horses, groups. I unfortunately misdirected myself in the past, thinking that I would use technology. I'm on board with not doing that. So what I'm coming up with is maybe like a swimming pool, and you know, we use crystals, certainly using commands, to do groups at a time or one at a time. Can you give me any upgrades or directions or on land? And are dragons available to be present and assist?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Okay, so when I talk now, I'm going to go ahead and get you some more love. So hang on a second. Okay, so to answer your question in the intrinsic side, so we've got, in your area, we have two properties picked out on Woodby Island and San Juan Island, all for the same, the reasons you anticipate.
Wow.
I've got other people in Ballard to help us with that, as well as you've already mentioned it. I've obviously seen your project and so forth, but it takes a little bit of time for me to learn where is the best bang for the buck, so to speak, and is to make sure we don't spin our wheels is my assessment so far. But definitely have two properties, maybe three, already picked out in your area. And for me, the water technology you're exploring is the solution. And energizing water in a holistic way, not only with crystals and otherwise, but just the intentions of water. We just need the pools we've found so far will be very close to the ocean. And so the ocean has pure intentions, as you can imagine. So now when we change our intentions or direct our intentions, we know we can record in water, as you've heard me say. So now all of your future technology will be from a basis of water, will be my opinion, and or the intention that you transfer to one another.
And I'm also thinking about and feeling about Central Oregon as a place also, if there's anything there.
We have a tremendous amount of a demand there as well. And the reason that area is so coveted, notice it's not populated, is it?
I've looked at land on the Willamette Valley, which has great weather for animals and people. Mm-hmm. And my heart is drawn there also. So I would love to also be there if that, whatever things flow.
Yeah, I really encourage it. And that's my great, great suggestion to you, is it such a good fit because you have such a massive relationship with the trees now, don't you?
Thank you.
Keep trucking on. Keep up with us so that I can reach out to you. We're moving pretty quick here, even though we're a little aloof. We are still grinding on here. So thank you so much. And I'll take the next question, BBS Radio. My love to you.
Thank you.
It's Rob from Canada on line 3. Never get tired of being a disc jockey. All of a sudden, I love it. Love it.
Q, how do you do?
How do you do to me, to you? I love you, love you, love you. What would we like to say today?
I love you. I love you too, brother, and Mermaid too, and Asha. She's not here, but she's just the sweetest. And thank you guys for all that you do. And I kind of think my question was, I feel like it was answered by one of the previous people. I just wanted to see if you guys had received my project, as I haven't got one of those automated responses on the last ones that I sent. So I was just wondering if it had come through.
If it makes it to BBS, it made it to us. Never forget that. And so we're doing what I glean to do is do a SWOT communication to you. I've tested it out a couple times now with people in other countries. And basically, I want to see who attacks me. And I'm so sorry. And so the beautiful thing about being attacked is we could we take them out. You know, we figure out where the loose ends are and so forth. And so we're playing our cards a little close here because we know we're ready to start pushing the throttle down here. So forgive me the white noise with the emails and all of the he said, she said, we're just not going to do it. Forgive us. We're going to do it once and once only. That's the way we look at it. And then be of support and help to you as you go along. Is that okay?
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, thank you guys. And I appreciate it. And it was just wonderful to talk with you guys live. I'm glad I kept calling back.
Rob, remind me, where in Canada are you?
I'm in Burlington. So just like I live about half hour away. I haven't made it to the ocean yet, but I live half hour walk from one of the Great Lakes. So I go down there several times a week. And even though it's the middle of winter, so I usually take off my shoes and waddle in the water.
Do you have any desire to get over to Nova Scotia once in a while?
I'm currently studying to get my pilot's license. So I plan on traveling around.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
As far as I can get on it. Yeah.
Cool. I got that one right. All right. Yeah. Stay tuned. We're going to need your help. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome. Thank you guys so much. I love you so much. And thanks again and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks, Rob. Love you too.
Bye.
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 Hey, it's Canadian Day. Stanley from Canada on line four. Stanley from Canada on line four.
Hi. Hugh, hi Mermaid, hi Osha. I know she's not there today. Love your show, always.
Love you, yeah, Stanley. Thank you for being with us today. It's a privilege and honor for us. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm very interested in the land patent for Canada. We worked on that, you know, as a group several years ago. And I think we kind of got distracted and, you know, life happened. Is that to do with the meets and the bounds that you're working on?
Yeah, so what I realized when I looked at the Queen's laws and I looked at how we homesteaded in America, they're extremely similar, except the Crown put their definitions in place of our independence. So the United States Independence Agreement, I'm going to call it, has some flaws in it. And one of them is they just copied, at least the homestead section, copied how maritime law overlapped with the Crown's law of the original homesteading. So all you have to do is play with a couple words there and realign. If you're going to use maritime law processes, there's a way that way. The reason I'm taking care of this is I have to turn everybody into an expert at proving that maritime law and the Crown's law is inadequate and does not represent the people and the original Homestead Act. So it's really simple, but it's got so many little, as you know, it has so many little hiccups in it that can combat what we want to do there. And so I'm really working hard to make sure I feel very comfortable transferring the information I have for the American homestead. I can make everyone an expert, no problem. So now I'm working on Canada is right in there. Canada, Ireland, and Australia are the ones I really want us all to get experts at. UK as well. They're all the same.
You might do a show about it or something to educate.
Yeah, we have enough material now. And so I'm going to get with Don, BBS Radio. And what we'll do is we'll have a working seminar that you can pull and drag anytime you want. And you don't need me. You'll just go step one, step two, step three. And then when you get hiccups, some of the requests for administration people, they'll be there to help you, lawyers as well.
Sounds terrific. I'm very interested in that. So, we've been having some workshops on something very similar, and that's copyright. Copyright, you know, your straw man name, and it's very inexpensive, $60, and So now all of a sudden you own that. You know, the government has sold you back your straw man, your birth certificate name.
We've got an expert. We got the templates already made. We have the gentleman ready to turnkey everyone on the planet for that immediately. So you guys don't have to work on this. It's already done. We just want to standardize it so we can give you the step one, step two, and then get you the resources when you might get in trouble. So that's where we're at. Thank you so much for your call. Please keep up with us. I love you, love you, love you.
Love you, love you, love you. Thank you.
Okay. I can't wait to hear from someone from Bulgaria. I have 2 minutes, though. What's your question?
Hello. Thank you.
Love Thank you, you so much for calling. Thank you so much for calling. We'll have to make it quick. What you got?
Okay. Yeah, we have to make it quick again at the end of the line. All right. So is there going to be a QFS anytime soon or RV? And the other question is for my project. So first about the QFS, is there going to be a QFS in RV?
Why would they name it Q? F?
It's in the process, right? Already begun, hasn't it?
You're right in the middle of it right now. It's up to you now to start recognizing it. Please train yourself on the definitions of reconciliation. How reconciliation works is your QFS. It's right. You're right in the middle of it now. We're going to have to drop the line. Thank you, Akon. Is that correct name?
Yes, Akon. Like this.
Yes. Don't slow down any. Yes, any projects, yeah, keep them coming. I have your project. Don't worry about that. You got to know that with all the numbers we have, we can get a lot more done than just with me. Thank you so much. BBS Radio, thank you so much for your patience with me today. Bludgeoning the phone lines. Beautiful, beautiful day to you all.
Sorry for the people we missed. We'll try to do call-ins again next week if you can call back.
Good day, good day, good day to you all. Love you. Thanks, Dawn.
Bye, everyone. Love you.